Welcome to the Igniting Souls podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner. Carrie believes if you want to experience clarity in business and in life, then discovering who you are, why you're here, and where you're going is a must. The Igniting Souls podcast is dedicated to help you do just this. And now, here's Carrie.
So many people I know are scared to say yes. In other words, what they do is they say, I'll say yes if I know step 17. I know yes if I can predict what will happen at this point in the process. I'll say yes if the other person responds. I'll say yes. We put so many conditions upon our yes, especially when an idea comes to us. This is Carrie Oberbrunner, Be a Soul on Fire, but here's what I'm talking about today. Yesterday, I had an idea come to me, and I was thinking, I was praying, and sure enough, this amazing idea came to me, and I didn't say, well, you know what, I'm gonna say yes if so-and-so says yes. I'm gonna say yes if the website is available. I'm gonna say yes if a sign from above comes. In other words, I just said, you know what? This resonates with my opus. Now, if you're not sure what an opus is, go to carrieoberbrunner.com/opus, O-P-U-S. But you can see that that is the tough, hard work that I've done in advance. Before, it acts as a filter. It literally acts as a filter. And then when ideas, opportunities, situations come into my path every single day, just like they come for you, your email inbox, your text message, your phone calls, when opportunity comes your way, my opus is that filter. Just like I spend time with God. See, because I know what some people are saying. Well, shouldn't God be your filter? You know, shouldn't your family be your filter? Shouldn't your finances be your filter? The answer is yes, but why can't you do that ahead of time? So many people don't have a filter until the opportunity comes. I have a filter before the opportunity comes. When you prepare for the moment is prepared for you. Don't wait for the moment of opportunity to create a filter, because you're too emotionally involved in the moment. You won't create a good decision because your heart is now excited or your heart is scared and you're waiting for the moment to determine what your filter is. I've already determined my filter. In my quiet time, in the stillness of life, in the tough work that Chet Scott and I did with Built to Lead, I said, you know what? My opus is this. And you can see it, carrieoberbrunner.com/opus. Go ahead, check it out. But it's all based around what I teach in The Deeper Path. And if you haven't done The Deeper Path, if you haven't read The Deeper Path, what are you waiting for? But what you do then is you have that opus, the thing that you said yes to. So when opportunities come your way, you very quickly know in a micro decision if the answer is yes or if the answer is no. So therefore, you can handle more decisions every day. So many people can't handle even the basic decisions of life because they don't know what their yes is. They haven't predetermined it. So I want to challenge you to say yes and say yes quickly, but only after you've done the deep work of authoring your opus. This is Carrie Oberbrunner. Be a soul on fire. This is why I can make quick decisions. And this is why many people can't. Talk to you soon. Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to the Igniting Souls podcast. As a subscriber, we challenge you to be more than just a passive listener. Show up, filled up, and become a member of the tribe. Visit us on the web at carrieoberbrunner.com. Remember, the most powerful weapon on earth is the human soul on fire.